This is Radio Nepal. I am S.A.N. Srestha with the news, the headlines first. Former Speaker Krishna Bahadur Mahara arrested by Central Investigation Bureau CIB of Nepal Police in connection with a coal smuggling case. President Ramchandra Paudal discharged from hospital after recovery. Complex brain aneurysm surgery successfully completed at Bir Hospital. Nepal defeats UAE by 1 wicket at ICC Men's T20 World Cup Asia and East Asia Pacific qualifier. And Afghanistan officials claim their forces killed 58 Pakistani soldiers in overnight border operations. Now the news in detail. Former Speaker Krishna Bahadur Mahara has been arrested. The Central Investigation Bureau, CIB of Nepal Police, arrested CPN Maoist Center leader Mahara, issuing a press release by Bureau Chief, Senior Superintendent of Police, SSP, Shivakumar Srestha. The former Speaker was apprehended on charges of taking organized benefits by forming criminal groups through smuggling a gold. Former Finance Minister Mahara was convicted of taking benefits by selling gold that was seized from Chinese national Li Hansong at Thriven International Airport. The Chinese national was arrested at the airport while illegally importing 73 packets of 730 electric cigarettes in 2 suitcases. Mahara was taken under control for further investigation as per the Customs Act 2008 and relevant laws on criminal advantage and organized crime. The gold packed in cigarette worth 85.52 million rupees stored in the warehouse of the government of Nepal was sold and a criminal group was formed to gain organized profits. President Ramchandra Paudal has been discharged from hospital after recovering his health. According to Thriven University Teaching Hospital, Manmohan Cardiothoracic Vascular and Transplant Center, President was discharged today as his health condition was normal. The President was admitted to the hospital on Saturday. Complex aneurysm surgery has been performed at Bir Hospital under the leadership of Dr. Rajiv Jha, head of the neurosurgery department at the hospital. 6 aneurysms were successfully operated on at once in a 9-hour-long surgery. Head Dr. Jha said it was the first time 6 aneurysms in a patient's brain were operated on simultaneously, resulting in a successful treatment. Dr. Jha said such surgeries are considered extremely complex and are performed in only a few countries. In aneurysm cases, blood vessels swell like a balloon and may rupture, potentially leading to brain hemorrhage and even death. According to Dr. Jha, individuals who smoke, consume alcohol or have high blood pressure or diabetes are at a higher risk of developing aneurysms. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Jagadish Kharel has shared that the government has been moving ahead with the commitment to holding the election on the slated date. Addressing a program organized by the Federation of Nepali Journalists, FNJ, today, Communication Minister Kharel clarified that the government is focused on holding the election on 5th of March in line with its mandate. The Communication Minister expressed confidence that the FNJ would support creating a favorable environment for the election as scheduled by the Election Commission. Meanwhile, Minister Kharel has urged the Press Council Nepal to form a task force immediately about required human resources and equipment, as well as to disseminate awareness-related messages concerning regulation of social platforms. Addressing a program after carrying out an inspection visit of the Department of Information and Broadcasting today, Minister Kharel stressed the need of effective monitoring for the implementation of the code of conduct at a time when the country is making preparation for election. The anti-cholera vaccination drive has been launched in Parsa from today. The campaign was initiated by administering medicine to Chief District Officer Toya Narayan Subedi. Dr. Abhiyan Gautam, Chief of the Child Health and Immunization Service Section, urged all Parsa residents over the age of 1 to take the anti-cholera vaccine, citing a recent outbreak and continued high risk due to flooding from recent rains. The vaccine vaccination campaign will run until the 19th of October. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Fiber Internet, Nepal Telecom, go back. Internet TV, telephone, data, ekasa.
Karma TV, henus, ya internet, chalaunus, phone garnus, data chalaunus, sajilo cha ekasa.
Fiber Internet, fibra gati ko sansar. Telephone, internet, TV, sabai kura ma bharma. Nepal Telecom ko Fiber Internet. नयाँ जडान गर्न तथा मर्मत गर्न घरमै बसी बसी 198 डायल गरे पुग्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The Nepali Army has won a gold medal in the exercise Cambrian Patrol 2025 held in Brecon of Wales in UK. According to the NA Directorate of Public Relations and Information, the Nepali Army team earned the highest scores during the exercise, which took place between October 9 and 11 and featured 117 teams from 33 countries, including the UK. Now a sports update. Nepal has defeated the UAE by one run at the Super 6 stage of the ICC Men's T20 Asia and East Asia Pacific Qualifier 2025. Nepal restricted the UAE from completing the target of 141 runs at Oman Cricket Academy. UAE scored 139 runs with a loss of 9 wickets. Earlier, Nepal won the toss and decided to bat first. Nepal scored 140 runs in 20 overs with a loss up 6 wickets. Now Nepal will play its next match against Qatar tomorrow. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now onto some international news update. The Taliban government has confirmed that it attacked Pakistani troops in multiple mountainous locations on the northern border. The BBC cited a Taliban spokesman as saying 58 Pakistan military personnel had been killed in what it called an act of retaliation. It claimed Pakistan had violated Afghan airspace and bombed a market inside its border on Thursday. Pakistan has disrupted that figure, saying 23 of its armed forces members had died and claiming that 200 Taliban and affiliated terrorists have been neutralized. Pakistan's Interior Minister Mohsin Naqvi said the Afghan attacks were unprovoked and civilians were fired at, warning that his country's forces would respond with a stone for every brick. Islamabad has accused Kabul of harboring terrorists who target Pakistan on its soil, a claim the Taliban government rejected. Three Qatari officials have been killed in a car crash near the Egyptian Red Sea resort of Sharm el-Sheikh, according to the Qatari embassy in Cairo. Al Jazeera cited the diplomatic mission statement on Sunday as saying all three men worked for the Amiri Diwan, the administrative office of Qatari Emirate Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani. The embassy described the incident as a tragic traffic accident and said the three men were killed while performing their duties. The accident also resulted in injuries to two others, it added. Donald Trump's latest threat to impose an additional 100% tariff on Chinese goods is a typical example of US double standards, China's government has said. According to the BBC, a Commerce Ministry spokesperson also said China could also introduce its own unspecified countermeasures if the US president carries out his threat, adding he was not afraid of a possible trade war. On Friday, Trump hit back at Beijing's move to tighten its rules for exports of rare earths, accusing China of becoming very hostile and trying to hold the world captive. He also threatened to pull out of a meeting with China's president Xi Jinping, scheduled for later this month. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Koshi and Sudurpashchim provinces and mainly fair in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Former Speaker Krishna Bahadur Mahara arrested by Central Investigation Bureau of Nepal Police in connection with a gold smuggling case. President Ramchandra Pauwel discharged from hospital after recovery. Complex brain aneurysm surgery successfully completed at Bir Hospital. Nepal defeats UAE by 1 wicket at ICC Men's T20 World Cup Asia and East Asia Pacific qualifier. And Afghanistan officials claim their forces killed 58 Pakistani soldiers in overnight border operations. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.